Right, members. Sorry about all this. Following highway support, officers are no longer proposing recommendations A and B, which you have on your agenda. The officer's recommendation is amended as: this committee is minded to approve planning permission subject to S106 and conditions, and they are to be delegated to Head of Planning and Growth. Thank you for that. I will now open the debate. Is there any councillor who would like to speak, please? Councillor Lenny, thank you. Councillor Lawrence.
So, hang on a minute. Thank you, Madam Chairman. May I ask the officers a question? Because if it's just S106, I don't think that that'll address some of the issues that I am concerned with, because S106 is effectively going to be the traffic and other infrastructure stuff that doesn't really concern the wildlife, which is what I am concerned about on this site. May I ask the officer a question or two?
Mr. Ward, please.
Can you turn yours off, Councillor?
Thank you, Chair. If I can take you back, to take your minds back to the image of the elephant on the seesaw. The elephant's now standing on the other side of the seesaw, in that the highway's impact before this morning was significant and would have outweighed the presumption in favour of development. Now that the highway's issue has largely been resolved, subject to consideration of the conditions on 106, that tilted balance favours the applicant. The ecological matters which Councillor Lenny asks about have been considered as part of the application. The council's ecologist has looked at the application. The applicant has submitted a fairly substantial ecological appraisal, which has been checked by the council's ecologist and found to be satisfactory. Further work will need to be done, and that would become part of conditions and obligations if the council were minded to accept the recommendation. But the tilted balance, now that the highways issue has largely been resolved, weighs heavily in favour of approval.
I would like to, because in the report it just says that there are no badgers on the site, but as we know from just over the hedge from the north of this site, there is a badger set, and in the application for that particular site next door, they've made provisions to not disturb the badgers. They'll be hemmed in both sides by roads if the plan that we're asking just to say, oh, we're only bothered about the S106 goes through. And it's not considered at all on the officer's report.
Mr. Ward?
No, the applicant had submitted an ecological assessment, ecological appraisal, and that has been assessed by the council's ecologist. Part of that assessment is a baseline assessment, and the applicant would be expected to provide biodiversity net gain during the more detailed phase of the consideration of the application, if approved. But it's not true to say that it hasn't been considered. It has been considered, and the council's ecologist found that the position taken by the applicant was satisfactory for this stage, but it will need to be added to during the next stage of consideration.
Will we be doing that? Will we be doing those considerations, or will the planning inspector?
No, but by the next stage of considerations, I mean in the context of a reserved matters application, if the inspector decided that the appeal was to be allowed and outline permission granted, then presumably the applicant would respond with a reserved matters application within a couple of years of the inspector's decision. And in that reserved matters application, the applicant would be expected to comply with the conditions and obligations in the outline permission, and those would include an obligation to assess the ecology again in more detail.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ward. Thank you, Councillor Denny. I have Councillor Lawrence, I have Councillor Worrell, and I have Councillor Snort. Councillor Lawrence, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. While I was quite content to accept the officer's original recommendation that we refuse this application, that was on the basis that I could see all the evidence had been weighed up pro and anti, and in terms of the balance, and I could see that in the report and I could see it in the presentation, but now I find myself in a situation where the officers are now recommending the opposite conclusion, i.e. that the application is approved, but I feel that there is not sufficient information to us. You know, I respect the officer's knowledge and expertise in these matters, and they've obviously seen the detail of the highways information that's become available this morning, but you know, we haven't got the summary of that information that we would normally expect to see. I already had, you know, very reservations about the sustainable travel and transport side of this application in the first place, and so in order for me to, for those concerns I had to be potentially overcome, then I would need to see and understand what Highways are now saying about how that they would require the developer to provide funds to deal with the off-site junction improvements. So, you know, for example, the junctions in the centre of Syston that are listed in one of the slides, off-site junctions. So, for example, Goods Lane, Melton Road, nearing capacity at 97%. You know, two others approaching capacity. You know, I would want to really understand how they're going to be improved to actually cope with the extra traffic that this development would undoubtedly generate. So we haven't got that. Similarly, I'm not really understanding exactly how a contribution from the developer to improve the frequency of the 100 Centrebus 100 bus service, which I would regard as absolutely essential as well. So for those reasons, you know, I don't feel able to go with the new recommendation that's being made. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Lawrence. Mr. Ward.
We share your frustration, I suppose, at not having had enough time to consider the recent information submitted by Highways this morning. It runs to about 13 pages or so, so I haven't had time to look at it in a whole lot of detail. I did look for the junctions. I did look for those five junction improvements that were mentioned, and two of them are still in the conditions recommended by Highways. Numbers 1 and number 5 on that map, you can see on the screen, are still recommended to be upgraded as previously required. The others are not mentioned in the conditions. There are obligations financial obligations, which I haven't had a chance to review in any detail yet, but they are of sums that were of the magnitude and slightly more perhaps than had been discussed around the support for sustainable travel. But the breakdown of that I haven't had a chance to review at all yet. But because Highways have now said that they're content with the submissions made in the June submission by Taylor Wimpey, they are the experts, and it's difficult for us as officers to suggest that they're wrong. We can't suggest that they're wrong. They've considered this for a long, long time, longer than Ms. Clark would have liked them to consider it for. But they've reached that point after a long, long deliberation. But it's this tilted balance thing again, which we keep coming back to. And if we are in a position where we don't have significant adverse impacts, such as those that would have been the case if Highways had not supported the application, then the refusal could be justified. But because we don't have significant impact any longer of that type, of that scale, of that weight, then we can't recommend anything other than approval.
Councillor Lawrence.
I reserve my remarks, please.
Thank you. Councillor Worrall, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the original documentation, it's actually stating there's no agreed approach with regard to sustainable transport. Could you just clarify how that might change now with the current situation and talking about the S106 money? Is there going to be anything in relation to sustainable transport through that? Oh, sorry.
Thank you. During the processing of the application, there was consideration of methodologies, timetables, payment schedules, etc., around support for the bus service, for the number 100 bus service, and the value of that being discussed but not settled was of the order of £450,000. The report this morning, or the recommendation this morning from Highways, doesn't mention that figure, but it mentions a higher figure. But the higher figure doesn't say that it's solely for the support of that bus service. So don't know yet exactly. I haven't had a chance to examine exactly what the higher figure would be intended to cover. But it seems very likely that this sustainable travel is an element of that. It's certainly an element which was taxing the minds of the Highways officers when they were considering the application back in February, March, April, when there was a very engaged process of conversation and debate about, you know, who contributes how much and when amongst those three allocation sites, HA1, HA2, HA3, and about what the value of that contribution should be. The applicant had undertaken their own appraisal and had their own discussions with some public transportation providers as alternatives, even to the current operator on the site, and had tabled those conversations in some of the meetings that I was party to. But Highways have, in their most recent response, this morning's response, have arrived at a figure which is higher than that 450,000, but they haven't broken that down as I've seen it, as I could tell from the sort of half hour that I've had to look at the thing so far, into how much is sustainable travel. But I would be very, very, very confident that a proportion of that money is intended to be used for sustainable travel.
Thank you for that. I have to say I'm still slightly concerned because we don't have the actual figures and we don't know exactly the proportion of this. And I do have concerns about the potential increase in traffic dependent on the amount that is going to be available for sustainable transport. I do feel sustainable transport is so important, thinking about what's going on with our climate, and that it has to be considered and feature quite highly with this development, bearing in mind where it's located. Thank you.
It certainly has been a consideration. It certainly has been in the minds of LCC Highways, and you know, it is. We're in an awkward position in that we've only received that consultation response this morning, and coupled with that, we have a timetable that's set for us by the Planning Inspectorate. So we have to submit a statement of case by the 5th of September with a position, with whatever the council's position is at that date, whether it's the position as amended as the officer recommendation, or whether it's some other position that members decide to take tonight. But we have to have a position settled by then. Otherwise, we might have withdrawn this matter from this schedule and brought it back to the next schedule with more time to consider all of the matters that members are rightly concerned about. But because the inspectorate set the timetable in this case, we don't have that option.
Next, have Councillor Snort. But for a moment, did you wish to speak?
Well, I was going to suggest whether it would be possible to put that timeline up so we could just see it again. So I'm clear about making this decision on where we need to.
Thank you, Councillor Charles. Is that what you wanted? Thank you. Do you wish to speak to it, or can I go to Councillor Snort?
Just what the officer just explained, why we've got to make this decision now, and I just thought that might be helpful just to...
Well, if you may, I will come to Councillor Snort because it has been waiting, and then I'll come back to you, Councillor Charles.
Madam Chairman, thank you. Just so I'm clear and test my understanding, the papers normally come out a week before. There is an officer recommendation. Are we legally right to actually change that on the... I won't say on the hoof, but on the evening, with limited information coming to us, I just feel in my own mind I want to make reassured that is the right way to do it.
I'm sure that we are, but I will pass you to our legal advisor, please.
Yes, through you, Chair. We have to make a decision based on all the information we have at the time. So it is right the officers have taken the new information into account and reviewed that as quickly as they can to revise their recommendation, because they feel it should revise the recommendation. We do have that information now, so we do need to consider it before the application is decided. Although it's being decided as an appeal, this one, but before you set your view on what you would have done with it.
I have one or two other little issues, if I could. We're talking now about taking out recommendation A and B. Besides the information about the highways, there were other 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6 reasons. Are we saying now that the tilted balance is the way that it has gone the other way now, and it was the actual... Highway Authority not giving a decision that held it up in terms of the refusal that we were going to do tonight?
Yes, Councillor Snort, that's exactly right. The other refusal reasons, reasons for refusal on the draft recommendation wouldn't by themselves be sufficiently weighty to overturn the tilted balance.
Please.
The other thing is, when I look at page 2599, it talks about financial contribution to the cost of part of a new primary school with HA1. Now, when I look at the 106, it seems to be putting the money somewhere else. While we're doing that, are we going to lose the new actual school because we haven't got the amount of money going in from this application? Should it be made clear that money's for the education should be held for the actual new school? I would hate to get all this thing through and then find that we've actually not got the money to actually put the new school there, which is well needed, and we were talking about that, the speakers tonight.
Yes, the new school is intended to be on allocation site HA1, so HA1 is not yet adopted as an allocation site, and there isn't a planning application on HA1, so there is some risk that HA1 never comes forward as a site, and in those circumstances this application needs to make a contribution to a primary school because it will generate demand for spaces at a primary school, and it's our understanding that the position taken by the LCC's education team is that they can rely upon the contribution from the application that's being decided now, and best to apply that money to something that's a known.
I also note on 9.9.25 that the submitted local plan supports housing development in this location and on the site. In my view, it's sad that we've come to this decision tonight and we get information at the last time from the county. But with it on the local plan and supports housing on this development site, I support the recommendation from the officers.
Councillor Charles, you are waiting to speak.
Thank you, Chair. I think really what I was going to say has sort of been superseded. I was looking at the timescale just in case there was any opportunity to knock this back a bit until we'd got all of our information available to all members. But obviously, looking at that timescale, that's just not possible. So I think I'm in the position now where I'm going to trust what the officers are telling us, and I'll be supporting the application.
Thank you. Councillor Lawrence, would you like to speak now? Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I think, as we seem to be coming towards the end of this debate, I think I need to state the reason why I'll be opposing the latest recommendation that is before us. I think it's simply because I just do not see this development site as a sustainable housing development, notwithstanding that we don't actually seem to have the up-to-date information at our fingertips anyway, but even taking that to one side, I'm just not really satisfied that the arguments have been made successfully that it's a sustainable development, so I'll be opposing this.
Thank you very much, Councillor Lawrence. So we have a recommendation by... Yes, you did. I was coming to that. Councillor Fryer, we do have a recommendation from Councillor Snort, which has been seconded by Councillor Fryer, and she has reserved her right to speak, and I would like to come to Councillor Fryer now, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and I'm sorry I jumped the gun on you. I can trust you implicitly. I think this has been a very long and very complicated matter tonight. It is not one of our more usual applications, and there's been pros and cons. The thing is, it will go to the inspectorate, and we have to give our officers as much information and views as we can for them to support Charnwood. I think it's regrettable that LCC left it till the last minute after many requests from everybody to bring the information. I'm cynical enough to may have realised that they knew it was our planning night tonight, but I'm not that cynical. So I would support Councillor Snart's recommendation. The only slight query I have is that for the officers and the legal advice is that what we have discussed tonight will form part of the examination by the inspectorate of the evidence. Now, I just want to clarify, I may be wrong, but I am also given to understand that the recording of this meeting could be also presented as how the discussions went through and how thorough they were. And I just want that clarified. I see the officer is nodding at me, but that is our evidence in one way of what we've said tonight. So I do support the recommendation.
Can you come back? We'll take both of you. Ms. Harrison, please, could you answer?
Thank you, Chair. I was just going to say that it will be for Head of Planning and Growth, we'll put all approve, and the planning officers will put the case together for the inspectorate. Whether that's something they would happy to include, that would be an officer decision. So I can't speak for them, but Liam may be able to give you more assurance. But it would be under delegated powers that the appeal is defended or case presented at the appeal.
Mr. Ward, please.
Yes, well, any party to the appeal, I was going to say either party to the appeal, but there could be third parties who participate in the appeal as well, and any of the parties could invite the inspector to consider the recording of this evening's proceedings as part of the evidence.
So we have a proposer, we have a seconder, that we accept officer's recommendation, and I will read it to you again. The officer's recommendation is as we are minded to approve planning permission subject to S106 plus conditions, and they are to be delegated to the Head of Planning and Growth. That's what we're voting on. We have a proposer, we have a seconder. All those in favour, please, a show of hands. Thank you. All those against? Thank you. Any abstentions? Councillor, do you want to take the vote again?
Yes.
Did you vote, Councillor?
Did I...
You abstained.
You need to detect which way you're voting. You didn't vote.
I vote against. Yes. The motion has failed. We need a new proposal, please.
Could I just ask for clarification before we take that?
Yeah.
As it has failed, if we cannot come to accept Chris's recommendation, it would still go to the planning inspectorate, but without the input and all the views of this committee. Is that right? Because we haven't accepted the recommendation. So if it stays as it has failed, that still means the developer and everybody can go, will go to the inspectorate, but the officers won't have as much input. Am I right? That's all I want to say.
The statement of case is the most imminent piece of work that officers must do, and in that statement of case we have to set out the council's case. So the council's case needs to be established now.
Councillor Lawrence, please.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I would like to move that we refuse planning permission for this application on the grounds that are still relevant from recommendation A on the original paper. So the policies that, based on the policies that would be contravened that, as originally stated in the officer's report. With possibly excluding the highways ones, if that's if the officers now can recommend to us, say to us that those are no longer relevant. So that's my proposal.
Do you have a seconder?
Councillor
O'Neill, can I second that?
Sorry. Councillor O'Neill, I'd like to second that proposal.
Thank you, Councillor O'Neill.
So just to confirm to the members that the proposal put forward now is to refuse planning permission as per recommendation A in the committee report minus refusal reason 4 in relation to highways. Including recommendation B as well, which delegates authority to the head of planning and growth to respond to any changed circumstances in the context of the non-determination planning appeal which might alter the council's position. This authority would extend to whether to withdraw some or all of the reasons for refusal. It would also authorise him to agree the terms of the section 106 agreement and planning conditions which will be required by the planning inspectorate regardless of the recommended decision. Councillor Lawrence, is that what you're proposing?
Can I just ask about recommendation B through you, Chair? So by delegating authority to the head of planning and growth, does that mean that there's no channel really for bringing any change in the authority's position on this application back to the Plans Committee?
Yes. Yeah, it wouldn't come back to Plans Committee for any amendment.
I accept the addition of recommendation B, just simply because I recognise the timescales in terms of getting the statement of case ready, so yeah, it wouldn't be realistic for us to have any further input.
I think you'll have to explain that to me again, Councillor Lawrence. What are you proposing now?
So I'm proposing my original. So basically, to refuse planning permission on the grounds on the grounds that are stated on the slide we're looking at the moment, apart from number 4, with the addition also of recommendation B.
Okay.
As it stands.
Are you asking me to second it, Chair? Yes, okay, I'll second it.
I'm so sorry. I need a seconder. If I don't have a proposer and a seconder, I can't go ahead with the vote.
But thank you, Chair. So Councillor Lawrence has proposed it and I'm second it. Yeah.
Thank you. voting for. Councillor Lawrence has proposed that we refuse on recommendation A, excluding reason for refusal 4, and recommend B. Is that correct? Yes.
As set out in the committee report.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Are we all quite clear on what we're right?
Yeah.
We have a proposer, we have a seconder. Can we see a show of hands, please? All those in favour? Those against, please. Any abstentions? Thank you. That proposal passes. We voted in favour. Thank you.